Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as to thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer of praise. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending light upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship today give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me, give me understanding. I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom this day. Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him? Like a leaning wall or a tottering fence. They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. Selah. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high esteem are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you will render to a man according to his work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm struck by this repeated phrase in verses 1 and 5. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. The psalmist sees God as their hope and salvation, and therefore they're able to embrace and sit in silence waiting for God alone. This idea of sitting in silence has exploded within our culture over the last 5 to 10 years. It seems as though that there are countless advocates of health and wellness that have looked to mindfulness and meditation as the answer to the craziness of our lives. There are true, legitimate, biological, neurological, and physiological benefits to just the practice of sitting in silence alone. It's no wonder, though, that David, a man after God, practiced and embraced silence. What I'm reflecting on, though, in this psalm is that David sat in silence for a purpose. While most of the meditation and mindfulness conversation of our day centers around creating inner mental and emotional space, or being more efficient by practicing focus, or decluttering our minds so that we can have greater clarity, those are none of the reasons why David embraces and practices silence, though. He's not doing it to make himself more efficient or better. He practices silence to wait for God. The intention for David is to wait in silence, to wait for God, to meet with the Lord. And David says that in waiting for God alone, that is where we have hope and salvation. David practices silence to wait for God alone. This idea of meeting with God in silence for David could be a whole topic in and of itself. But for now, we'll suffice it to say that God is first and foremost a God who has spoken and revealed himself. He declares who he is in creation, in his people, in his word, in the giving of his very own spirit to us in the Holy Spirit, and ultimately in his son, Jesus, who was God's word made flesh, the full person, the full being of God, God dwelling with us. But the reality in which we face is that even though God is constantly declaring and speaking about who he is and telling us about who we are and all about life, our experience is one where we feel as though God is silent most of the time. And this is what I love about David. He has been filled with the knowledge of God and his word. He practices repentance and faith before God in his life. And these things lead him to also embrace silence as a means by which of pursuing and waiting for God. Embracing silence to wait for God can be the place where we just get to sit with our great God and King and just learn to be with him. So let's practice some silence with the intention of actually waiting for God. So my question or practice for you today is this: when can you take just 3 minutes to intentionally wait for God in silence today? When can you take 3 minutes to intentionally wait for God in silence today? Lord, thank you that you are the God who speaks. You are the God who draws near. And Lord, as you have spoken in all of creation, you have spoken in our lives, you have spoken by your word, you have spoken in your Son. Lord, you also are a good friend. You are our King who we just get to sit with. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to do anything, but we just get to be with you. Lord, thank you that you are with us and that you desire to meet with us. Thank you that you have declared yourself to be made known to us and that we don't have to look to ourselves. We don't have to look inside of ourselves. We don't have to sit with ourselves to figure things out, to get clarity and to be better, quote unquote, Lord, but that you meet with us and you are our hope and you are our salvation. And so, Lord, thank you that as this psalm and that we know that you are the one who has the power and that we are not shaken because we know your character and we have met with you. So Lord, I pray that we would embrace the knowledge of you. I pray that we would embrace the presence of you this day so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.